This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in St. Louis, Missouri at the Chess Club and Scholastic Center of St. Louis. I have with me Grandmaster Fidel Corrales Jimenez, who is a Grandmaster from Cuba, and he attends Webster University at this time, and he's at the club just watching the U.S. Championship. What is your status at Webster University? What year are you in?
I am a freshman. I just finished my first year of studying at Webster, so I'm gonna be a sophomore next year. I'm a freshman at Webster University.
How was your first year? How did it go?
It's great. I'm getting grades. I had to study a lot because, of course, I'm not native and it's harder for me. And I also have to like mix chess. Also, it's not only school. Mm-hmm. It's more important school, but it's also very important chess. So it's like I have to try to like get the two things together and try to do my best in both. So, but I'm getting used to, and I'm really happy to be in Webster. It's very good.
So, how's the adjustment has gone from Cuba to the United States? Has it been a difficult adjustment?
It's been a very difficult. I left Cuba. Last time I was in Cuba was approximately 1 year and a half ago, maybe more, a little bit more, and it was really. At some point, I just wanted to stay longer time in Cuba, out of the country, because I wanted to just play tournaments. And in Cuba, I have a law that if you for sports like me, that if you stay out of the country for more than 6 months, then you cannot go back anymore. So after 6 months and 1 day, I'm a traitor automatically. So that's what happened to me. I was in Panama and I decided to just not to go. I didn't want to play a Cuban championship anymore. I actually started to have to make like an academy of chess in Panama. Mm-hmm. That was the biggest reason why I stayed. And then in Panama, I started to just play tournament together with the academy, the club, what I create with another friend. And then appeared the option to become a part of this team here in Webster and to study here in university. So I just decided to come here. And because actually I was just helping the club, I was not like the director of the club. I decided that this is more important for my life, and then I came through Panama. It was a big thing because I had to pass visa like a Q1 in Panama, and I was not a Panamanian, so in Cuba we have embassy of US, so I had to make a residence in Panama. No, it was a big thing, but finally Susan Polgar helped me a lot with the papers work for this, for the interview in the Panama U.S. Embassy. And finally I came here, and here I am, almost 1 year in U.S., and I'm doing really good.
Okay. So in terms of your future in chess, I know you're going to study at Webster, but what kind of chess aspirations do you have?
If you go to the university, you have to like it's a kind of decision that you make, and then you have to like you have to know that your chess career is not gonna be the main thing, because of course you have to study a lot, especially me that I'm not native, and you won't have so much time to go to play tournaments like before. Like before I was a professional chess player, so I could just go everywhere in the world. And now no, so I have to pick my tournaments very precise, because I have a schedule I have to go to class, I have exams, and if I miss a class here in the university, the professor doesn't care about it. They don't care if you're a chess player or not, so you have to really take care of both things and try to, but in general, I think somehow my chess is becoming better here. I'm relaxed. I'm playing relaxed. I'm just playing chess how I feel. I'm feeling good playing chess. And I had great results here in U.S. I've won like 3 tournaments, and I played like 4 or 5. So it's very good in St. Louis and Philadelphia Open. I won Philadelphia Open. It was a very strong tournament. And my elo is increased since I came here. Oh, it's about the same, but I got my highest elo actually here in U.S. And I think it can get better somehow, even if I don't have the same time what I had before. But because we are together, this whole grandmaster of chess, all these grandmasters, I think it's possible to get better.
So chess is improving here in the United States, but what do you see are the differences between Cuba and the United States in terms of chess culture?
About chess
culture, in terms of how people accept the game, how people, how there is such activities in terms of promoting chess.
I think this is getting better every day. These tournaments are a very good sample of this. We have people who are who love chess and they want to sponsor chess. We have people who love chess just because chess, I think, is a very beautiful thing. And I think chess is something like, I don't think there's anybody who like hate chess, because I don't think it's possible to hate chess, because it's just something very nice.
Yes.
Something what just bring, I think, bring people together. You play with your friend, you play with your, with any, you just play, it's a very, you won't get hurt there. Like, I think every parent in the world would like that their son learn how to play chess. I think this is something like if I would have a kid, I would just if I'm not a grandmaster, I would just say, okay, I want my kids just to learn how to play chess, because it's just nice to know. It's something like, think, make people a little bit more smart also.
Yes.
Like you're gonna, your brain, it's gonna help you to think. It's a very important sport. I think chess is, everybody who I tell that I'm a grandmaster of chess, everybody say, oh my god, it's very nice. Mm-hmm. But it's not if I'm a grandmaster or not, it's just like about the game. But I think everybody likes chess. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's not so popular yet, but I think it's becoming much popular and popular every day. And the college chess is not, of course, not even close to a college basketball, you know,
right.
tournament. But this year, for example, because of like all this, it's becoming more important, and now you can see in very important newspaper that the chess is getting like more promotion, more people interested in that. And at some point, I'm sure there will be a lot of university with chess teams like we have now.
So you have several teammates from different countries. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what that has been like, in terms of the team and getting to know players of from these different countries?
Yeah, it's very good. It's great. Actually, that's the reason why I came exactly to this university. Because of course Susan was the main like the trustable person, because I mean, you come to a new country, you have to see like okay, you have to go, you are going to a country where you don't know anybody. Okay, you know you have friends, but you have to make sure that the you have to trust someone who you really think is possible to trust. And of course Susan Polgar, she's a world champion, she's a very respectful person, so I was sure that everything was okay with coming here through her, no? And after I saw my friends who were also here, they were already studying, so I believe that this is true. And then I came, and it's really good that I'm not alone here, I'm not alone in school. We had 7 grandmasters, actually we had 8 grandmasters, and more coming. So it's gonna be a big, I think we're gonna have like an Olympic team of the US at some point.
Yeah. You have more grandmasters coming?
Yeah, I'm very strong. Very
okay,
strong.
Yeah, yeah, so.
I don't know, I cannot tell, I cannot tell you, it's not my, I cannot tell anything about it, but I have more, yeah. For sure.
Okay. Well, what do you plan to study at Webster?
I'm studying computer science. Computer science. That's what I like to do. It's kind of connected to chess. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to memorize a lot of things. You have to use the logic, and I think I really love to study. It's what I want to.
That was my first degree. Is computer science. So you're going in the right direction.
Yeah, I like that. It's very nice. I mean, I'm starting. I'm just, but it's long enough.
Well, I wish you all the best in your academic endeavors and also in your chess endeavors. And hopefully, we'll see you again soon.